Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. MR Number 109. Items Relating to Tithe. EGW. Careful to Avoid Human Influences. At the request of the Defense Literature Committee, the Secretary of the Board of Trustees prepared a statement on Mrs. Ellen G. White and the tithe to be used where needed in dealing with the misinformation now being circulated quite widely by Anderson, the Shepherd's Rod, and others. Use is being made of a communication written by Mrs. White in 1905 to Watson, President of the Colorado Conference. It would seem advisable, in dealing with this question, to place the full Watson letter in the document, together with some other related statements from the pen of Ellen G. White. While the letter to Elder Watson has been printed by 6 or 8 different people and circulated quite widely, this is the first time it has been copied by the White estate for any use whatsoever since it was written in 1905. A.L.W. Items Relating to Tithe. E.G.W. Careful to Avoid Human Influences. My brother, I wish to say to you, be careful how you move. You are not moving wisely. The least you have to speak about the tithe that has been appropriated to the most needy and the most discouraging field in the world, the more sensible you will be. It has been presented to me for years that my tithe was to be appropriated by myself to aid the white and colored ministers who were neglected and did not receive sufficient properly to support their families. When my attention was called to aged ministers, white or black, it was my special duty to investigate into their necessities and supply their needs. This was to be my special work, and I have done this in a number of cases. No man should give notoriety to the fact that in special cases the tithe is used in that way. In regard to the colored work in the South, that field has been, and is still being, robbed of the means that should come to the workers in that field. If there have been cases where our sisters have appropriated their tithe to the support of the ministers working for the colored people in the South, let every man, if he is wise, hold his peace. I have myself appropriated my tithe to the most needy cases brought to my notice. I have been instructed to do this, and as the money is not withheld from the Lord's treasury, it is not a matter that should be commented upon, for it will necessitate my making known these matters, which I do not desire to do, because it is not best. Some cases have been kept before me for years, and I have supplied their needs from the tithe, as God has instructed me to do. And if any person shall say to me, Sister White, will you appropriate my tithe where you know it is most needed? I shall say, Yes, I will, and I have done so. I commend those sisters who have placed their tithe where it is most needed to help to do a work that is being left undone. If this matter is given publicity, it will create a knowledge which would better be left as it is. I do not care to give publicity to this work which the Lord has appointed me to do, and others to do. I send this matter to you so that you shall not make a mistake. Circumstances alter cases. I would not advise that anyone should make a practice of gathering up tithe money, but for years there have now and then been persons who have lost confidence in the appropriation of the tithe, who have placed their tithe in my hands, and said that if I did not take it, they would themselves appropriate it to the families of the most needy ministers they could find. I have taken the money, given a receipt for it, and told them how it was appropriated. I write this to you so that you shall keep cool, and not become stirred up and give publicity to this matter, lest many more shall follow their example. I have $75 from Brother Blank, tithe money, and we thought that it would be best to send it along to the southern field to help colored ministers. I want it specially applied to the colored ministers to help them in their salaries. 262, 1902, page 1. To Elder and Mrs. J. E. White, October 23rd, 1902. Biography, Volume 5, page 396. You ask if I will accept tithe from you and use it in the cause of God where most needed. In reply, I will say that I shall not refuse to do this, but at the same time, I will tell you that there is a better way. It is better to put confidence in the ministers of the conference where you live and in the officers of the church where you worship. Draw nigh to your brethren. Love them with a true heart fervently, and encourage them to bear their responsibilities faithfully in the fear of God. Be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Release requested for review and herald articles prepared by Arthur L. White. Questioning. The Lord has charged me to enter into no controversy with anyone who, when a message comes, shall ask, "Who has told Sister White?"
I have not been in the habit of reading any doctrinal articles in the paper, that my mind should not have any understanding of anyone's ideas and views, so that not a mold of any man's theories should have any connection with that which I write. 37, 1887, page 1. To Wagoner and Jones, February 18th, 1887. Selected Messages 3, 63. Sarah tells me that she has a letter for me from you, but I tell her not to give it to me yet, for I have something to write to you before I see your letter. You will understand this. Released 1958.